From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Broward County's emergency officials are continuing to update the public ahead of Hurricane Dorian's arrival. The storm slowing down has changed when Broward is expecting effects from that storm. Now here's County Mayor Mark Bojan's latest update from a county news conference this afternoon.
We expect the storm to affect this area no sooner than Sunday night or Monday morning. Again, that means that we do not expect any effects from the storms to come here until at least Sunday night or Monday morning. This will be, wherever it lands, a very serious storm.
Broward officials did not comment on when shelters could possibly open. More news updates will follow throughout the weekend. As South Florida braces for potential Category 4 Hurricane Dorian, it's still unknown when and if evacuations will be issued for Miami-Dade County. Lily Oppenheimer was near an Overtown homeless shelter to see how the community is preparing for the storm.
56-year-old Alan Brookins is homeless and for almost 30 years has lived through his fair share of hurricanes in Miami. He says the homeless community has to rely on each other before a hurricane hits. He's sun-drying his shoes outside the Miami Rescue Mission shelter in Overtown.
Yes, they're drying out. They got wet yesterday. I was helping these two girls. There's two girls that was homeless here. And I packed all that stuff up for them. They just left. I had $9. They needed $7. I gave them $7. They went to wash their stuff because they're going to Miami Rescue Mission.
When asked about Hurricane Dorian, many of the homeless community nearby the shelter still didn't know about it or what their plans would be. Brookins says besides the city's green shirt outreach team warning them to find shelter, the only time they could hear the news is a TV inside the Miami Rescue Mission.
The door's open. It's not that you're going to have a comfortable bed because a lot of people are going to be there. You won't have to sleep on mats on the floor, but they're going to feed you and at least you won't be in the rain.
Antonio Villasuso is the director of the local Miami Rescue Mission shelter.
We have 335 plus men that already live here. Almost every bed is taken. So what we're taking is overflow.
He says during the hurricane, both shelter locations in Miami and Broward could serve close to 1,000 people. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
Florida Power and Light is encouraging its customers to have their account number written down and close by before the hurricane hits. Customers will be able to call into an automated phone line. FPL spokesman Dave Reuter says it will have updates on power outages affecting individual customers if they type in their account number.
We have a phone number, 1-800-4-OUTAGE. That's 1-800-468-8243, which we encourage customers to keep handy in the event they need to call us to obtain information through our automated system.
The storm could knock out power, internet, and cell towers, so having account numbers written now will be more reliable than trying to look them up online after the hurricane hits. That number again, 800-468-8243. FPL recommends writing it down alongside the account number. And FPL is also warning people to make sure they know how to use generators safely before the storm. Jamie Gertson is a spokesperson for FPL.
Do not connect that generator directly to your panel because it can backfeed and hurt our crews.
Generator users should also be careful to keep them away from open doors or windows. Generators produce carbon monoxide that's odorless and it can be deadly. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.